For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Paul Pierce has lost his mind. He is out of control and he needs to be stopped. When the Knicks lost their final game yesterday, he went on social media and he recorded himself stomping on a Knicks jersey, but not just any Knicks jersey, a Jalen Brunson jersey. We're going to break down exactly what happened in that video and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Paul Pierce steps on Jalen Brunson's jersey. You don't play anymore. You're not part of any active team. You're not even an assistant to any active NBA team. Why are you even saying anything about anybody in the playoffs right now? Better than that, why are you making the following videos? Not only making yourself look like a fool, but again, you don't play. Who is this for? Yourself? Your dogs in the backyard? I just don't know. And I am so angry, and I'm about to be a little bit more angry because we're about to show the footage. Roll it.
What you say, homie? What you say, homie? Y'all still talking, huh? Can't believe you, huh? What you say? Y'all still talking? Get out of here.
The man's a fool. He's an absolute clown. A fool. He took the Jalen Brunson jersey, the jersey that he had to wear because he bet against the Knicks not making out of the first round, but they did that anyways, so he had to wear the jersey. And then, after the Knicks lose against Indiana, he takes that same jersey, he throws it on the floor in his backyard, and he starts to stomp on it, step on it, and said, "What you say, homie? Who are you talking to? You look like you're by yourself in your backyard. If you're not by yourself, you're with your dogs. Are you telling your dogs, what's up, homie? What you gonna do, homie? Because that doesn't look right. It looks a little bit weird. Again, you don't play for any NBA team. Who are you doing that for? Indiana just beat us, not Boston. Your best careers have been in Boston. So what are you doing? Make it make sense, please, because it doesn't. Is this just Nick for clicks? Because if it is, great jobs. Congratulations. You earned my click. And you know what? I am so angry because of it. There is no way you should be able to do this to Jalen Brunson's jersey or to any Knicks player's jersey. We went out there each and every game during this postseason, and we gave it everything we had, everything we could. We did it with so many people missing. You better put some respect on the Knicks and what we accomplished this year. Nobody had the Knicks as the number two seed. You know what? We still ended up there. And everybody knows a fully healthy Knicks team destroys Indiana and we're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Unfortunately, we do not have a healthy Knicks team to talk about. All of our guys are going to have to rehab, recover, and get ready for training camp come this fall. But until then, I know this Knicks team is going to think about this loss. Last year, when they lost to the Heat, all they could think about was that game six. And I think this year, all they're going to think about is that game seven. Hopefully, they use it as motivation going into next season. Because if they run it back, I don't think that they will run it back. But let's say that they do, and they only make a few additions. I think that Knicks team potentially can go all the way to the NBA Finals. It all depends on how that Knicks team looks coming out of the gate, how Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle respond after an offseason of dealing with so many injuries, and another year with the rest of this roster to see how they look with another year of chemistry with them. And I think chemistry goes a long way in this league. Sometimes
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's even better than a star trade, because if your players know how to play with you, know where you like the ball, know where you're going to be, or know where you're going to pass them the ball, where they should be cutting, those are all things you can't pay a star player enough to know. They just can't understand what you want them to do when they're first traded to a team. That all takes chemistry, it all takes practice, and it all takes working together. That's why I say when you're going to make that major trade or major move, you have to make sure it's for the right player that can fit what we're building. If they're not the right player or they don't fit what we're building, then we obviously have to make a decision at that point in time. And it's likely we're not going to make that trade for that player, because we need players on this team that fit, that can also contribute, have an impact, but not take away from the overall goal and the culture we're trying to build. If we bring in a star and all he does is shoot about 20 to 30 shots a game, but doesn't play defense and does nothing else for this team, we're not going to trade for that guy. It doesn't fit Tom Thibodeau, and it doesn't fit the culture we're building for this team. But going back to Paul Pierce and his disrespectful actions, he actually had the following to say on Twitter after he stomped on Jalen Brunson's jersey. According to him, this wasn't about Brunson. This was about the Knicks. So send me another Knicks player jersey, and I'll do it again. Laughing emojis. Child, nobody wants to send you anything, number one. Nobody wants to see what you do with anything that they send you, number two. So please, do everybody a favor. Keep what you do in your own household, in your private rooms, to yourself. We don't care, and we don't want to hear about it. It's already enough that I got to hear you on Undisputed with Skip. Please, do us all a favor. Take this offseason off. Go take a break. Don't tweet. Don't communicate, don't do anything. Just take care of you, do you, and live your life. And then, unfortunately, when the season starts again, I know we're going to hear from you. But at least give us some peace and shut your mouth for the offseason. We at least deserve that. To hear you, somebody who's not playing, a former player, have all of this hate built up in his heart, to make a video where you're stomping out a Nick player jersey, you want credit or laughing emojis, or any praise for that? Nobody's going to give you any of that. You look like a clown. It wasn't funny. And the only thing foolish about that entire video is you. You're talking to nobody, stomping on a Jalen Brunson jersey, and that makes no sense. Because if you look at the postseason, the player that scored the most points in the postseason thus far is still Jalen Brunson. Let's make sure we keep that in perspective. So doing what he did makes no sense. And no Knicks fan, or anybody for that matter, is going to send you more merch so you can stomp on it and record yourself doing it. I don't follow you for the content, but unfortunately, some other people that I follow, they see your content and they have to quote you and say how foolish you are. And by them doing so, I have to look at the foolishness. And then I get mad and I create a video like this. So apologies, guys, but I'm very angry, very furious, because I got to see Paul Pierce stomp on Jalen Brunson's jersey and laugh about it and continue to laugh about it each and every day. And it makes me extremely angry, because he has no right to do it. Aren't you an analyst for Undisputed? Aren't analysts supposed to be quote unquote impartial and fair? Is that you? Ah, that makes sense. That's why they pay you so much money, because they want you there to create those moments, those click me moments, so you can get the views. Congratulations, you hooked me today, but I hope it was worth it, because you look dumb, you look foolish, and you look like a child. You recorded yourself in your backyard talking to seemingly nobody, stomping on a Jalen Brunson jersey that you purchased and ordered for yourself. That makes sense to anybody? Because it doesn't make sense to me, but it might make sense to Paul Pierce, because everything that doesn't make sense to him. So I can maybe understand that. Paul Pierce, look how old you are. Look what you're doing. Have some pride in yourself. Grow up a little bit. Remember that you are not playing anymore, and keep yourself in check. New York, we're going to be fine. We're going to be back, and we're going to be better than ever before next year. Just watch us work, especially this offseason. Watch Leon Rose work. But what about you guys? What do you think about Paul Pierce and his disgusting, nasty actions on camera when he shot himself stomping on Jalen Brunson's jersey? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.